I believe Stevie Wonder just had a birthday, so happy birthday to fellow Stevie. He may be a tad more talented than me, but right now, let's catch up with a friend who once roamed these halls of this very radio station. Now, the ace sideline reporter for the Pac-12 Network. You can follow along on Twitter. Use the handle at @Jill_Savage. Jill Savage joins us. Jill, how are you doing during these most unique of times?
I am doing very well. Yeah, I miss the times when we were all allowed to roam in that building all together. I think I've been trying to cook new recipes to stay busy. I volunteered for physical labor earlier this week to help a friend move rock and dirt. So
wow.
I mean, we're all trying to stay busy doing whatever we can.
Wow, that's an interesting way to remain sane. Just move earth. like I said, you now live in the greater Phoenix area. So Jill Savage on lockdown. I mean, beside that, what are you doing to keep yourself active and sane?
So I thankfully live across the street from a small lake here in Arizona. And, you know, like think of like Arizona lakes that are man-made that aren't going to be very big. But I still get to go walk around it every day, get outdoors before it gets too hot outside. I talk to coaches on the phone most all days just to keep me busy, to check in with them, to, you know, try and get some semblance of work done. The other thing, I watched Spencer Pasinger's show, All American,
yep,
on Netflix, and I saw Chip Kelly's guest appearance in that. So that has all kept me busy.
All right. Now, you have a nice photo on your Twitter account with Sabrina Ionescu. Obviously, we here in town were fortunate to get to see her up close and personal for 4 incredible years. So you got to spend some time with her, speak with her, watch her. What stands out about the kind of player, and more importantly, just what a unique person she is?
Yeah, I mean, obviously everybody knows how skilled she is as a player, but I think the thing that maybe just getting to see her up close and getting those conversations in with her over those 4 years is she is the most humble superstar that I've possibly ever met. Like she understands her role and the influence that she has at such a young age, and I think that is really the thing that sets Sabrina apart from almost anybody else that I've covered in college, especially just, you know, the amount of young girls that come up to her. She takes pictures with everyone, but then she also goes and she can speak so eloquently at the Kobe Memorial,
yep,
the way that she did. And to have that kind of range, I don't know that we're going to see that again. And I think that when you look at Sabrina, I think that everybody did appreciate her, but we can still continue to do that even now that she's moved on.
Yeah, and being with the New York franchise, I just got my t-shirt in the mail the other day, so I'm all in. Jill, you get to travel, cover teams, multiple sports, this Oregon women's team with the now 3 WNBA players, a great player like Minyon Moore, coached by a terrific guy in Kelly Graves. This, I always say they were united and played with joy. How unique and special did you find this group beyond Sabrina and this team to be?
Absolutely. I think when I look at the teams that I've covered, they stand out at any level, at any university. This group of women stand out above the rest, right? I think that those days when I was still in Eugene and we had Marcus Mariota and that football team, like they had something that was special and unique. And I think that the only other thing that I could really compare it to would be this Oregon women's team that we saw, because in my opinion, this year, they would have won it all. I think that they were playing on another level. They were making great teams look silly at some point in time. I just think that they had all of the pieces to put together, and you still see that it's such a special season. Even though they didn't have an NCAA tournament, I think the thing that's special about this team is we loved them and they loved the crowd back just as much. Like there was that interaction and that camaraderie between the fans and the team. And, you know, kudos to them for going out there. And like I said, being willing to take all those pictures, but they were real. They were connected. They were obviously very entertaining on the court, and that's why we love them first and foremost. But yeah, this team definitely stands out and will always continue. And I'll be forever grateful to to be able to cover them the way that I did over the 4 years for the Pac-12 Network.
Talking with Jill Savage, another great shot you posted on Twitter was you got to interview post-game Tara Vandeveer, obviously a legend at Stanford. Turns out her dad thought it was a bad move to take that job. So 1,000 wins later, we know we've seen the Ducks rise up, UCLA, Arizona's been good, but how remarkable is it to think of the level of excellence Coach has sustained for now 3.5 decades down on the farm?
Yeah, and she's just a couple wins away from overtaking, I believe, Pat Summitt here. So we thought that it could possibly happen going into the NCAA tournament. We're now going to have to wait a little bit longer to see Tara take over that record. But to see her continued success just speaks to the level of her openness, her willingness to go out and help others. I don't think that you get to be that successful if you have something that's kind of going against you. But she has shown just the ability to recreate her Stanford teams over and over again. It's not still in running the triangle offense. It's whatever she has, the pieces that she has. If she has great post players, she's going to adapt to that. If she has great guards the next year, she'll flip the script and everything will be different, and she'll adjust to the teams that she has. And that is a sign of a truly great coach, that they can look back and say, what do I need to do to adjust to make sure that I can maximize the effort of my players? And Tara Vandeveer is just one of the truly special, unique people in this business that is willing to open up and give everything back to the other coaches that are up and coming, right? Like Adia Barnes, she was speaking so eloquently of her in Tucson. Adia just beat her team. They were top five in the country. And then she just goes in her post-game press conference and has such great things to say. It's very unique for somebody of that stature to be as humble as Tara Vandeveer. And I love being around her. I feel like I learn something every time I'm around her, and so thankful that we have those opportunities.
Well, offering a perfect radio segue, and living in Arizona, that Wildcat women's program, who had a remarkable season, one of their best players ever, Adia Barnes, you mentioned, is the coach. I mean, 2 years ago, they won 6 games. This year, they finished fourth, won 24. So what's the buzz down there about the kind of program she's built?
It's obvious that when Adia was an assistant at University of Washington, that she was one of the best young coaches out there in the business. She's a fiery competitor. She cares about people. She has the skill set. She obviously is highly successful in her playing days, and she's now transitioned that into her coaching career. And they went through at the end of that season and were able to go through and have a great run and win the WNIT. And she was out there on social media, putting herself out there, auctioning off different things, saying if we hit the 6,000 mark, the 8,000 mark, that she would give extra little incentives to get people in the stands there. And we all know Tucson is a basketball town, and they love her, and they love the game. And she was able to create, like, magic in a bottle on that WNIT run. And she kept that momentum going. So credit to her for getting out there and doing the work, because their team is always doing community service. They're always active in the community. She's recruiting great players. That's obvious, just the talent that you see there on the floor. But to see the way that she has been embraced by that community is really something special. And man, watch out, because the Pac-12 is going to be loaded. If we thought it was fun for this year, it's only going to get better from here.
Yes, it's a great story. And obviously, in your backyard, as we move to college football, you get a lot of the coverage of Arizona State, coached by Herm Edwards, who just was always one of my favorite guys. Hell, I'm old enough to remember him as an NFL cornerback. He didn't work in college for almost 30 years. Gets this gig. So I don't know, is it his moral compass, how he carries himself? I mean, do you ever hear a bad word about this guy?
No, you can't not like Herm Edwards. He's going to come in the room and he's going to tell you 12 different stories, and they're going to take a while because Herm likes to talk. But you get the passion that Herm has, right? Like, he has so much energy and enthusiasm. I believe he just turned 66. And he's like the youngest guy out there that we all know, though. It's so much fun. I don't know how else to describe it. Just being around Herm Edwards, and I think that the players feel that. They know that he cares about them. I'd be lying if I would say it was a huge question mark when Herm was hired. We didn't know how it was going to go with a guy that hadn't been in college football, as you referenced, for so long. There's recruiting. How do you adjust to the game, right? It's a different style of game. How do you get these young kids to buy in? And Herm came through, and he's like, I'll figure it out. Don't worry. He gets up at 4:30 every day. He lives really close to the stadium. Him and Ray Anderson are always in communication, and they have just built something that is there because Herm trusts his coaches. I know that he wanted to come in and have that kind of NFL GM model, and he's executed it at such a high level, and they've obviously have a bright young quarterback that they are able to build around. And I mean, it's fun down here in the desert.
Yeah, he's a really easy guy to root for. A couple final thoughts for Jill Savage of the Pac-12 Network. In late November, you worked maybe the conference game of the season, the Saturday before Thanksgiving in Pullman. A Max Borgi TD wins it for the Cougs over the Beavs with 2 seconds left. From your vantage point, what pops to mind when you think about just the insanity of that game?
Well, first of all, that week leading up to it, Max Borgi guaranteed that victory.
Okay.
So there was a lot on the line for Max Borgi as he was able to actually score the final touchdown in the final seconds for the Cougs. But going into that week, both teams needed that win to become bowl eligible, right? Oregon State obviously had Oregon coming up the next week, Washington State with the Huskies. So that game was critical for both groups. And it was back and forth, I remember, in the first half. And Washington State kind of took over in the third quarter. And then at the beginning of the fourth quarter, the Beavs just scored on a rampage. I looked it up, and they had scored 29 points, Oregon State did, in the fourth quarter to Washington State's 19. And I just remember being on the sidelines going, all right, who am I going to talk to after this game? Which team? So I'm kind of thinking in my head, like, if Oregon State wins, I'll try and get this person. If Washington State wins, we'll go here. And of course, then Washington State marches down the field and gets that last second touchdown, which for a sideline reporter is just, it makes it very difficult to find people on the field after that because it's just complete and total chaos. But it was one of those games where I think that you saw how good Oregon State could be and how they are right there and in the program that Jonathan Smith is building should be commended. And I just remember that as one of the most entertaining games because it was just an offensive blitz in the fourth quarter. It was just back and forth and one of those really, really fun games to be a part of.
47 points in one quarter. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wrap with, you got to see Justin Herbert play in person calling games with, Roxy and Anthony Heron. Now he goes sixth overall to the Chargers. What sticks out to you about the kind of player he became moving forward as an NFL player when you think about, he won the job as a freshman?
Yeah, when I think of Justin Herbert, I think of the relationships that he would build with his teammates. And anytime you would talk to his teammates, just the reverence that they would have for him, that he's a kid that does things the right way. We all know how smart he was. He won the Campbell Award, which they refer to as the academic Heisman, right? Like that, those are the things that I'm going to think about. Of course, he has all the size, the arm strength, everything that he's going to need to become a great NFL quarterback. But when I think of Justin Herbert, I think of the struggles that Oregon football team had when they were 4-8 and the way that they were able, with him and Troy Dye on both sides of the ball to keep that group together, to keep them moving forward. And it was never easy for them. They never were able to just come in and say, all right, like let's go out there and win all these games, especially when Herbert was injured, right? Like those, I think back to all those times that the teams could have fallen apart, but they didn't because they had great leadership from a Troy Dye, from a Justin Herbert. And those are going to be some special years, I think, for Oregon fans moving forward. When you look back and you think, man, we had a kid from Eugene that represented himself in the team the way that he did, that's going to be something that Oregon fans are going to remember forever.
Great insight, info, always enjoy the conversations we have together. Folks, she is Jill Savage of the Pac-12 Network. You can follow on Twitter, Jill_Savage. Jill, thank you so much for joining me. And I always appreciate your time, and I wish you health, safety, and sanity moving forward.
Thank you, Tannen. Anytime. Great to hear your voice.
All right. You too, Jill. Be well.